You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to the first evening walk down the Lal Street of the trading week. Today is the 15th of July. WPI eases to a two-year low and Infosys quarter one results have lifted D-Street sentiment today. All those headlines and more is what I bring to you on this edition of an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
After falling for about 2% for the week ended the 12th of July, Indian markets witnessed a bounce back today on Monday, with the Sensex registering a rally of more than 160 points, while Nifty 50 had a touch-and-go moment with 11,600 levels. So what was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex rose 160 points to close at 38,896, while the Nifty 50 ended 35 points higher at 11,588 today. The index reclaimed 11,600 in intraday trade, but selling pressure at higher levels pulled the index lower. In terms of sectors, the BSE IT index rose 3.5% thanks to a 7% rally in Infosys, followed by the BSE Healthcare Index, which was up 0.7%, and the BSE Auto Index also rose, this time about 0.29%. The broader market woes continue. The broader market underperformed today. The BSE Mid-Cap Index slipped 0.6%, while the BSE Small-Cap Index was down 0.63%. WPI inflation data added some tailwind for Indian markets as wholesale price-based inflation declined for the second consecutive month to its 23-month low of 2.02% in June. Vinod Nair, who is head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Liquidity issue in the domestic market and weak economic data in China put pressure on the market. Green shoots from earnings lifted the sentiment of IT sector, while the ease in wholesale price-based inflation, that is WPI, to 2.02% added some cheer in the market." Unquote. But for the week, in the absence of any major triggers, the near-term direction of the markets will be charted, of course, by earnings, because that is the season we have entered now. The index is finding it difficult to close above 11,600 levels, which will continue to remain as a key hurdle for the index. In terms of technicals, Nifty 50 closed higher but witnessed selling pressure at higher levels. Hence, it would be prudent for traders to maintain a sell-on-rise approach. Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President of Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "With no major event ahead, we feel earnings, the progress of monsoon and global cues would dictate the trend ahead. We reiterate our bearish view on Nifty and suggest continuing with sell-on-rise approach. Stocks, on the other hand, may continue to witness volatile swings across the board, and therefore we suggest keeping extra caution in terms of stock selection and trade management. On the sectoral front, banking and FMCG could lead the fall." Unquote. Today, top Sensex gainers included companies like Infosys, Sun Pharma, Maruti Suzuki and Tata Consultancy Services, while on the losing front, we had IndusInd Bank, L&T, Bharti Airtel and ITC. Some stocks that were in the news today, the share price of IT major Infosys closed with gains of over 7% after global brokerage firms maintained their rating but raised their 12-month target price post-June quarter results. Dewan Housing Finance Corporation shares crashed again and ended nearly 30% lower to hit a 10-year low today after posting a loss for the first time since inception and warning about its survival. Shares of public sector lender Allahabad Bank ended with losses of over 7% today after the company reported a fraud of 1,775 crore rupees by Bhushan Power and Steel. The Kolkata-based state-owned lender, that is Allahabad Bank, in its BSE filing on the 13th of July, said it reported a fraud of 1,774.82 crore rupees by Bhushan Power and Steel to the Reserve Bank of India. This, of course, has come to the come under the spotlight, especially after PNB also reported a fraud from Bhushan Power and Steel. And finally, Future Enterprises shares fell 5% after the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence arrested the company's chief financial officer, Dinesh Maheshwari, for allegedly evading customs duty worth 14.58 crore rupees. Maheshwari is accused of misusing duty-free imports facility from Bangladesh under the SAFTA, that is the South Asian Free Trade Area. those highlights of Dalal Street done, let's take a look at what financial markets elsewhere are doing. Chinese stocks recovered from an earlier slip to finish higher today. The Shanghai Composite added 0.4% to close at 2,942.19, while the Shenzhen component rose 1.04% to close at 9,309.42. The Shenzhen Composite also gained 1% to close at 1,572.34. Hong Kong's Hang Seng added 0.22%, while South Korea's KOSPI ended the trading day 0.2% lower at 2,082.48. The S&P ASX 200 of Australia declined 0.65% to close at 6,653, and MSCI Asia ex-Japan Index rose 0.2%. So there was a mixed bag when it comes to the Asian stocks, some gaining and some losing. Well, those were all the highlights from Dalal Street. But of course, the podcast don't end on Money Control today. The Digging Deeper episode we're going to be looking into is related to, well, population. We just celebrated World Population Day last week. And you might be thinking, well, who's going to celebrate population considering all our lives we've been told that overpopulation is a problem? Well, in some other parts of the world, underpopulation is the problem. As a result of that, we have more people over the age of 65 than we do children under the age of 5. And this is changing the world as we know it. How is it doing that? Well, for that, you have to listen to the podcast. And of course, there's also Stories of the Day, where I will recap stories from everywhere in the world. And that is a promise. In about 25 minutes, you're caught up with the world. You need to read nothing else, and you need to listen to nothing else, and you need to watch nothing else. So, mcpodcast@nw18.com is where you challenge those notions. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.